Next item on the agenda is Ray Lee, 09-0625. Good afternoon, Elizabeth.
Good afternoon. Ray Lee requests authorization to construct a 17-by-31-foot open-sided boathouse adjacent to his property situated along College Creek. The project is protested by the adjacent property owners and several nearby property owners. The proposed project is located on College Creek in the Kings Point subdivision of James City County. The arrow points to Dr. Lee's property, a cleaner picture of the area without the property line. The applicant is seeking authorization to construct an open-sided boathouse to cover a single lift. He also sought authorization to construct a 6-foot-wide-by-700-foot-long private non-commercial pier with an 11-foot-by-36-foot L-head platform and 5-foot-wide finger piers. With the exception of the boathouse structure, all other portions of the applicant's pier request do not require authorization from the commission since the proposed pier qualifies for the statutory authorization. You can see his pier stretches about 650 feet across the marsh. Boathouse out here at the end in College Creek. This is an existing pier on his property, however, he will be removing that. And the side view. And this is the applicant's rendering of where his pier will be on his property. Some ground shots. You can see his existing pier right here. This is a small tributary to College Creek, which is out here. And his proposed pier will be about in this location. One more view from his property. Staff has received several letters of protest from Dr. Lee's neighbors and nearby property owners. I received a call from a Mr. Williamson this week. He had sent two letters to us in June, which we did not receive, so he emailed them to me, and I'll bring them up. This is just, I drew this showing where his pier will be. And then the red stars indicate the property owners who have objections. The protesters are concerned about the size of the proposed boathouse, its proposed location adjacent to Dr. Lee's property, and its impact on their view. There does not appear to be an alternate location for the boathouse along the property that would provide adequate water depth for mooring. It should also be noted that without the objections, Dr. Lee's proposed boathouse would have qualified for the statutory authorization because the proposed roof is less than 700 square feet. In summary, while staff is sensitive to the concerns of the protesters, the proposed boathouse appears to be appropriately sized. It will be in the view of the protesters, however, there are existing piers and boathouses along College Creek. As a result, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of Dr. Lee's proposed boathouse with the condition that he remove his existing pier as stated in his application.
Okay. Any questions of Elizabeth? Mr. Schick.
The water depth that is at the existing pier, how much?
At high tide, it's about 2 feet.
And at the new pier will be?
About 6 to 7 feet at high tide.
Further questions? Elizabeth, you've got some stars within the stars. What does
that mean? Not sure why that happened.
Okay, can you do me a favor? Go back to the previous slide. Whose pier and boathouse is that in the background? Is that a protester?
Yes. And that is right here.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate it. Is the applicant represented?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm Newman Ray Lee.
Okay, you raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Bauman, members of the commission.
You move over to the microphone. No, sir. I'm going to take. I'm going to get that taken out of here before it's over with.
It's okay. I'm a doctor. Commissioner Bauman, members of the commission, staff. I'd like to thank you for your time and consideration in this matter. I'm here before you as landowner at 103 Acacia Court. Asking authority from the commission to exercise my riparian rights to construct a pier and a boathouse in navigable waters of College Creek in accordance with the guidelines set forth by the commission in the Virginia statutes. If I may, sir.
Yes, sir, please. They're all the same?
Yes, sir.
I'll mark this one as the exhibit, then. Thank you.
as you can see, I'm not really asking for anything special. The pictures that I've just distributed display the similar piers and boathouses in Kings Point neighborhood on College Creek already existing, and one at 6417 Conservancy Drive in the Vineyards. That's a new 630 linear foot pier and open structure boathouse. The picture on the left, Kings Point, lot 126, depicts what is an analogous situation to my situation. The pier that is there, I did not construct on my property. It is not navigable except at mean high tide. The rest of the time, that tributary can be mud. And this pier has shown extension into navigable water. And that's simply all I'm asking for.
Questions of Dr. Lee? Thank you, sir. Anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Could you come forward, please? Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your name, please.
My name is Bruce Knowles, and I'm at 140 Kings Point Drive, one of those that has objected to this.
Okay.
All right. What I have here is, if it doesn't get too much, this is going to be my exhibit.
That would
absolutely identical.
Yeah, I don't want to take care of that for 33 days.
So this is what it is, and this is the view from
thanks.
From my property. Mind just for a few minutes, just a this is my property. This view here is going straight out this way. Dr. Lee's home is here. And he's going to be coming through 700 feet to get deep water, as he said. So on this picture here, to the left, way to the left is Dr. Lee's home. Way to the right off the picture is going to be the dock. This one that was noted on there that you did, that is Keith Schumann. He did not build it, but he lives in the home now. And this, it's important. This is a really good, truly a picture or facsimile of what's going on. This pier here is 270 square feet, the footprint. It's 11 by 18 with a 4-foot walkway.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about 270 feet on the entire cove, where all of these people look, we look. Dr. Lee is looking for, thank you very much, I think that's good, and then that one shows. Dr. Lee is looking for a footprint of 1,080 feet. 4 times bigger than what we currently have here. Anyway, I want to thank you all for the hours here, but it's been interesting, first time to one of these. But I'd like to say that Dr. Lee's home site is at the innermost point of the cove. The pier is going to go 700 feet across. It goes through the view of 4 or 5 of us homeowners that are going to be looking at it. The neighborhood is 40 years old to 25 years old, so the people are fairly established. Moderate Kings Point neighborhood, and he's building on historic College Creek, which the neighbors, the association, everybody likes to protect to some extent. As Ms. Murphy can attest, and my numbers, if they're still accurate, Dr. Lee's had one person, a next-door neighbor, that's approved his project for the acknowledgement form, and there are 7 of us who object to it. So it's 1 versus 7, which I think is at least significant in what we as neighbors want. When Dr. Lee visited my home to review his project and obtain our implied consent, we specifically stated that we were not pleased with 700 foot of pier going across our panorama at all. But our greater concern was the size and design of the platform and boathouse he intended to construct. He responded that he did not currently know the design, but said it would be aesthetic. His conversation took place on May 4th, 4 days later, May 8th, and when his application with complete detailed drawings being submitted here. Now, at the time Dr. Lee submitted his application to the MRC, he had failed to obtain his acknowledgement form from impacted property owners located on the same cove, or you might say across the water, we're not quite sure how to count this, from the proposed construction. Many, if not all, of those immediately affected have submitted objections to Ms. Murphy's office
Many others in Kings Point neighborhood, through a letter to Dr. Lee, have asked Dr. Lee to meet with a couple of the signatories as they wanted him to reconsider the scope of his project. Dr. Lee refused this meeting. So here we are. Now, the original application, this I need a little bit of clarity on. The original application that was written to me and that I saw said it was going to be a boathouse 14 feet by 31. In what I signed today, checking it in, it talks about 17 and a half by 31. So I'm not sure if this thing is growing or whether it's just semantics in the way it's counted or whip line versus.
Well, for the record, let's get clarification. What is the dimensions? Because I show 17.6 by 31. Looks 17.6 to me.
17 here, the slip here is 14.
Okay, that's.
That's why I wondered. I mean, so it's not growing. That's why I just wanted to make sure since I got here. So, but I'm going to talk to it then as it's accurate. Our objection is certainly the 1,080 square foot platform boathouse, which is excessive for the size of the motorboats kept on College Creek, and will degrade the beauty and vistas of those living on either side of this pier, dock, boathouse, and also those that are using the waterway. The size of this project is simply unrealistic at the upstream site on College Creek. Degrading existing sight lines, which the neighborhood has relied on for 35 years, isn't right. I don't know Marine codes, Virginia code, but I think I do understand equality. What is fair and right? Dr. Lee simply shouldn't have the privilege of defiling this historic waterway and ignore the rights and expectations of the neighbors that have been there for the long term. Now, in my letter that I wrote, I said, it's probably a done deal, you know, as far as, because I said I couldn't comment on the 700-foot pier, and I'll acknowledge that. So I sent in some suggestions. It doesn't need to be 35 feet long to put in a 20, 21-foot boat. This is College Creek that you can only get out on high tide. You know, so it just, that's the part that's significant to us. We're going to have almost five neighbors that are closer to his boat dock than he is. We are closer to it than he sits back looking at a straight line like a pencil. And we do object to that. So I have put in some suggestions. Another one on his application says that he can go 55 feet out into the College Creek, because College Creek apparently is measured 232 feet or something at that point. The channel is not anywhere near that. This is water line, you know, marsh line to marsh line. So we're saying, put it in. Don't cock it diagonally so you stick end to end out there. Pull it in as much as you can and get to the 3, 4, 5 feet, whatever's required at low tide to bring in a boat. And cut, you know, 1,080 feet, that's half of a home as far as equipment goes. Thank you.
Question
for
the gentleman?
I hope.
Thank you, sir. Who else is in opposition to the project? Yes, ma'am. Solemn swear testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, self to God. State your name, please.
Dale Berger, and I live at 102 Acacia Court. So,
do you have a pointer, Elizabeth? What's your
name?
Actually, this is our property right here. Mm-hmm. And we have this clear shot, that view of the creek. And that piece of that pier that's 700 feet long is what we're looking at. And all the people on the other side will be looking at that. And I know that according to, it must be approved by the wetlands, and that's why we were asked not to comment on that. Or, but I just have to say one thing. We've talked a lot today about the environment and the importance of our environment, especially around the water. We are concerned because that goes over wetlands, 700 feet. Ray Lee's house is just where that pier begins. So he is going, and his property is mostly wetlands in that area. Is that not true?
Ma'am, address your comments to the chair. I can't have you discussing it.
At any rate, so we will be looking out on that. All of the people on the other side that have complained and objected to this building will be looking at that boathouse in addition to 700 feet going over. Very natural, beautiful lineup. And that is my objection. I object to it environmentally. And I understand that there is a rule coming in, that a new law being passed, that you won't be allowed to build like that over the wetlands. I don't know if that's true or what environmental group is approving that. Maybe it's Chesapeake Bay Act. We cannot take a tree that is 3 inches in diameter off of any part of our property. And we're going to build this thing across there and have this huge boathouse. It just doesn't seem like it does affect the bottom that you're talking about, that you have your responsibility for.
Okay. Questions? Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else in opposition? Dr. Lee, you've got 2 minutes to rebut anything if you'd like to.
Thank you, sir. Very simply, it's within the guidelines of the commission and the statutes. So as you see, several of my neighbors already have piers at that length in both houses. Thirdly, everything was designed to minimize the impact on the environment. The pier down the edge of the marsh, and the boathouse is cocked simply such that you don't fight tidal influences trying to get in and out of a boathouse, and it's not perpendicular to the tidal channel. And this boathouse and pier does not obstruct any of the navigable channel. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the concern of the protestants. Obviously, this is a pristine marsh in front of the homes. This is a long pier, but the pier itself is provided for by statute. I think the open-sided nature of the boathouse and the design will mitigate the impact to the view shed, and consistent with staff's recommendation, I'll move approval.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by three down the way. Mr. Holland, further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for your presentation. Okay.